Good evening from Studio 5. This is Hutton Orbital Live, and I'm joined by special guests, Norma Snockers.
Good evening, everyone.
The ever-present Harry Balsack.
Glad to be hanging out here.
And stunt presenter King Hanky of Colonia.
It's nice to have me here.
And now, the headlines.
Explorers accuse Pilots Federation of injecting alien items.
Progenitor probes piles of Python pictures.
Riff Raff, Bucky Wolf in hot pink wafer waffle offing.
HS-5060's long list of stuff that caught fire.
I'll be making head or tail of what's going on in Hutton Space.
And I'll be waving fond farewell to community girls for now.
There was a furore this week as members of the Distant Worlds Expedition, the ones that signed up, logged onto the media channels but haven't bothered with any of that jumping nonsense, accusing the Pilots Federation of deliberately placing things to find in their path. Investigating this discovery and coming up with absolutely nothing concrete, our team have come up with the only plausible answer. That the accusation is true, and that for millennia there has been a dedicated department of discovery, meticulously inserting strange creatures into explorers' paths. As we don't have any actual evidence of this, you'll have to imagine early explorers of Africa or the interior of the Amazon rainforest accusing the government of deliberately importing creatures for them to find.
Quick, Albaforce, paint some more spots on that frog. Anyone seen the stripy paint? These snakes are too hard to find. They're basically brown.
Apparently, it all started in the props department at the Natural History Museum in London.
And Mary, for goodness sake, the butterflies aren't supposed to have smiley faces on them. Good grief, woman. That looks like a gentleman's thingamabob. Actually, if it's modelled on your husband, so I recommend him seeing a doctor. Looks like baby's arm holding an apple. It's supposed to be a newt, not a cure for hysteria.
It turns out that without the spacefaring successor to this department, space is boring. Humans, whilst not unique, are certainly one of the few species with opposable thumbs, and of course the dedicated team who place all the small walls on rocky planets have also won awards for the authenticity of their ruins.
No, Gerald, you don't need glue more thorns to that bear. And stop shaving the beavers. Mrs. Miggins is having palpitations about the hair going everywhere.
This department, in more modern times, specialises in the more spectacular of spacefaring creatures.
This isn't No Man's Sky. You may not replace its chin with a pair of testicles.
Meanwhile, the jury is out regarding the Thargoids, who may simply be made of balsa wood and green paint, and an enormous conspiracy with starship manufacturers to sell more equipment.
Pierre, we've got an emergency. The Distant Worlds Expedition have changed their next waypoint. Has anyone got one of those crystal growing kits? What? Oh, just paint it purple. No one will notice.
It exists to this very day, but it appears that all they do now is mushrooms, which explains a lot.
Progenitor Wolf, darling of Hutton missions and mistress of daily activity in Hutton stations, has summoned senior Hutton personnel to her office this week. Less than impressed by items that have been clogging up her inbox. She appears to have been inundated with demands for vast numbers of void opals in return for the originator of the message not publishing pictures of her bashing her python. On the basis that she doesn't been bashing it, she's inquiring as to which pilots have been, and what's more, have been caught on secret spy camera doing so in unfortunate circumstances. The rather threatening tone of the email suggests that a guilty party or parties has been filmed without their knowledge, and the whole incident is shameful. Hutton's head of security duly pointed out that this was indeed phishing scam, the kind that normally originates in Grom's base, and it is intended to scare pilots into playing up just in case they've done something naughty. He has reassured Progenitor Wolf that no actual pythons were harmed in this activity, there is no evidence of anything untoward, and of course he deleted his browser history and always uses privacy mode in any case before publishing and offering a few hundred tons of void opals to make sure it all go away. No questions asked, and please don't watch that video just in case.
With the mysterious disappearance of the galactic intern, Hutton has been hurting from the absence of a pilot mascot from the Pylons Federation headquarters to train in all things Hutton. We're in limbo no longer, as Alvin signed the paperwork this week to induct the Grand Lady of PWAF herself, Go Sally Go, into the Hutton Hall of Horrors. Previously a special guest on this very show, the PWAF pilot contacted Hutton for help with a very tricky and incredibly silly mission, to help her with the master plan for a convoy deep into French space from Sol, using nothing more than her trusty pink cobra, the PWAF, and taking part in a series of ever more complex challenges en route. As it's silly and involves trucking to somewhere, it's right up our street. Volunteers tripped over each other to offer assistance, whether with preparation of her ship, wielding a paintbrush, or being chief spanner monkey in case something breaks down en route. We'd like to welcome Sally on board the Hutton Crazy Train as an honorary trucker, and can reassure her that even if we have to get out and push, her ship will make it to the destination and onward to glory and the dizzy heights of fundraising mastery for special effect. Any truckers wishing to be seconded to the pit crew, please apply at Alvin's office, Hutton Orbital, Orbiting Eden, Proxima Centauri, Alpha Centauri, somewhere near Sol.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus 5060 reporting in once again with the latest on the fight against the Thargoids. It's been another week of losses for humanity. Last week, Canon decoded the Eagle Eye messages to reveal that the Thargoids were targeting Cambo, HIP-10492, HIP-4024, Orang, Ross-695, and Opilar. Unfortunately, commanders were not able to defend these systems successfully, oh dear, resulting in stations being damaged and the systems being subjected to incursions. It's no mystery as to why this happened, since groups engaging the Thargoids are simply overwhelmed at the moment, with ongoing incursions taking place in HIP-24046, Songbi, Bad Banzist, Camulus, Eskite, Apishna, and Anka. The good news is that incursions in HIP-24046, Vager, Deng, Camulus, oh dear, it's a long list, isn't it? Apishna and Anka are now showing reduced Thargoid presence. This week, Boffins at Canon in collaboration with pilots over in Operation... I can never get this one right. IDA, or is it IDA, have decoded this week's Eagle Eye messages to reveal that the Thargoids are attacking Tanguar, HIP-9141, Turbo Kobo, oh, that sounds exciting, Sigreath, 61 Virginis, I thought we just got rid of them from the Virgins, and Ross 490. Humanity is in dire need of aid now, truckers. We need every able-bodied pilot out there to do their part and help lift incursions, defend systems, evacuate civilians, and deliver repair supplies. Lovely. To assist in any of these, please get in touch with the AXI or Operation Anti-IDA. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to lift the incursions in HIP-24046, Vajadeng, Camulus, Apishna, and Anchor, followed by defending Tangua, HIP-9141, Turbo Kobo, Sigreath, 61 Virginis, and 490. Goodness gracious me, that's an awful lot. Well, good luck out there, truckers, for the mug.
Good evening, everyone, from your stand-in hot pit messenger, as Lou's still on the run from the Fuzz and has gone into hiding. Not sure calling our fluffy leader the Fuzz was wise. I have some information which came wrapped around a half brick, which came through the window of the hot pit team earlier today. The note says, "Will you look at that? Thargoids off the starboard bow. Prepare to repel boarders or boarders at the boarders. All hands to your AX. Oh, and everything's fine in Hutton Space. Don't worry about us. Worry about them. Thank you. And please stay away from LHS 340. It's closed."
Plans have been announced to suspend all community goals for a few weeks, starting today, to allow time for fighting the Thargoids. More details later.